Who will take classical music, and in particular cello, to the exponential? Who will go meta? Welcome back to Accelerando. My name is Paula Tuttle, and today we're talking about the music business as a venture capital market. Does it even translate? Okay, this seems like opposite ends of the business world. On one end, you have venture capitalists, people who stake an idea or a business, betting on its success. And the other end, we have classical music. The question before us today is, how far can we go? Can music be something that someone can get rich, meaning Bill Gates rich, on? So there's YouTube, started by Steve Chen, Chad Hurley, and Jawad Karim on February 14, 2005. And it was sold to Google in 2006 for a mere $1.65 billion. Not bad. Of course, now it's the second most visited site next to Google, who reported YouTube profits in 2022 alone, $29 billion and change. Google wins. And it's this mindset that we're talking about. The number of businesses that have gone meta in the last decade are pretty astounding. Meta actually means something that refers back to itself, like a book about books or a play within a play. When we talk about a business going meta, we mean it's gone beyond linear, it's gone exponential. So here's an example. When General Electric started selling customers financing for washers and dryers in addition to the washers and dryers, that's meta. Because the financing was built on no gravity, no storage of the product, no factory, no inventory, just numbers and cash piling up. It's a business model adopted by everyone else after GE essentially discovered it. YouTube is one of these businesses because it generates money off ads. Ads that people watch before the video plays. And the videos were uploaded for free. Free from the creator, you. And free to the Google-owned YouTube. Who pays? The ad companies pay. And maybe you get a few pennies every time a video is watched, an enticement. But YouTube gets money too, because over 1 billion hours of video are streamed each day. But the beauty of YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and the like is that content is created by the users. YouTube doesn't have to spend money and time creating content. You do. Brilliant? Yes, but now it's called Meta. YouTube started as a venture capital-funded technology startup, and their office was a room above a pizzeria in San Mateo. The idea was a dating service originally. They invited women via Craigslist to upload videos on their new site. Well, soon the invitation became just upload any videos. And while you can see the business changed drastically, but the idea of videos was the gold mine. On a different path, you have symphony orchestras that found their stride by engaging donors at multiple levels. They look to endowments to preserve their future indefinitely. Because a $6 million live music fund at the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater will either grow or maintain its size. It will never shrink. These funds are structured to reach this kind of critical mass. Donors are a bit like venture capitalists, but we designate them as philanthropists because they're never going to see or expect to see a return on their buck. They gave because the symphony does something for culture, society, and the planet that money can't do alone. So what we're waiting on is the individual that puts it all together. I mean philanthropy and meta, culture and meta, taking it to the exponential. A lot of art has gone this direction. Think Taylor Swift or a megastar that has tours with multiple days in a city the size of Pittsburgh. Swift broke Garth Brooks' attendance record and played two shows this month at the stadium, formerly known as Heinz. Rock bands in general have moved from record sales to concert sales as their business model, and this seems backwards since the digital technology downloading music has zero gravity, meaning there's already an endless supply, which doesn't bog down the ability to sell a thing. But it's that pesky YouTube that killed download sales, more or less, meaning people can watch it for free. So the world of technology is complex. It could make for a meta environment that makes some people get rich, and other people have to adjust their business model to make money elsewhere. So now let's talk about how extreme the world of venture capitalism has gone. The meta companies that have taken their businesses to the 10th power and beyond. It's a crazy thing that Mark Zuckerberg had the chutzpah to rebrand his company as Meta. He didn't build the best website. He made a platform where everyone else could put their websites and, of course, capitalize on it. And this is key to this idea. You have no competitors. You alone see the future and the future technologies, and you plan your metaverse. You can sign up for the leadership program at Singularity University. That's a Silicon Valley organization. It's not really a university. But you have to bring ideas that are meant to change the entire planet. Their website says you become a future maker, whatever that is. And they only entertain moonshot ideas. Thinking linearly instead of exponentially is not only disqualifying, it's nearly a crime. The program teaches exponential technologies, and it inspires leaders on the finer points of navigating our world of accelerating change. It gets worse. These God-playing organizations like Singularity U and now the MacArthur Foundation, they do offer sizable stipends, grants, and awards for the exponential technology ideas that will reduce the carbon footprint significantly. True. But there's a plan B. If the planet can't be saved, there's a group of mega billionaires looking for a way out, meaning escape to Mars or an underground bunker. Seriously, there are people with so much money they don't stop at planet-saving projects. They have the money to go to Mars if everything doesn't work out here on our blue planet, and they strategize to that end. So I will post a book in the show notes about this topic. But back to Meta for Cello, because I don't want to think about a planet that's ruined for future generations. I'm inclined to think it will carry on. We will find a way. Me, I'm a cellist, and my mission is to bring more music into the world. And my cello doesn't use any fossil fuels. It actually preserved a few trees in the form of a cello and a bow. I use an iPad to read music. And when the grid goes down, I can read off my iPad for a while, or play by candlelight, or just play from memory. True, I burned fossil fuels with my car, but during the pandemic when there was nowhere to go, I could play my cello at home, Zoom lessons, stream concerts, only driving to the store or the bike path each day. My carbon footprint, like most everybody else, was near zero, but my point is, I could still do my thing. So I don't think I get an award or anything for my lowered carbon footprint, but I do want to talk about a cellist that I think has done something special in this world of meta. His name is Stefan Zauzer. He's a Croatian cellist, and he launched a YouTube channel in 2009, and since then he's had 680 million views. He's well known for the crossover collaboration with his friend Luka Sulik, calling themselves Two Cellos. Zauzer has gone meta because he's a highly skilled, classically trained cellist. He studied with Kirschbaum and Greenhouse, and he can clearly play on the very highest level. And he has expanded his repertoire so broadly, he gets the meta badge. The band Two Cellos plays intense heavy metal, but also beautiful love songs. Zauzer could have gone the traditional route, but he still does. He played in 40 countries, and some of these concerts were still the way cellists have been performing for centuries. But he expanded to rock, crossover, videos, and YouTube in a way other cellists have yet to compete. I recently downloaded his album called Classic, The Videos, and I'm blown away by his cantabile style and phrasing, not to mention pristine technique. The album is mixed extremely well, and the compositions are all classical favorites. So is this the direction of a meta-entrepreneur in classical music? Is this the bar to be met by musicians going forward? And is Zauser the next General Electric because he harnessed the obvious technologies and married them to a high level of technique and artistry? Someone has to do it, and I like that the equation involves dedicated study, passion, and something that's as human as art. Meta is when there is no competitor. You've gone viral. You see the future and harness the technology that enables exponential growth. We're in a race to keep humanity and culture. If you consider the mindset billionaires that are contemplating how computers will overtake humans, how they expect technology to surpass us and possibly become our masters, what? And to upload their brains into the cloud so that they can live forever? Wait, really? Art needs to make its value known. Art needs to define the next level. Go exponential. Go meta. I'm pulling for meta in music. Who will be next? Footnote. Chad Hurley, one of YouTube's three creators, studied at Indiana University, Pennsylvania. True, he moved to Silicon Valley, but no one is from Silicon Valley. They're from places like where you came from. Don't forget to check the show notes where I'll post some books, videos, and music links. Thanks for listening. Please share this episode with a friend if you liked it, or if you know someone who you think might enjoy it. And as always, please celebrate live music. And in addition, please support classically trained musicians trying to make a career. This could involve paying for your downloaded content or going to a concert in your community. Or do one of each. Go for broke. Have a great week, and I'll see you next time.